May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
Read a verse to you from Romans 6 and then a few from Romans 11. It says in Romans 6, beginning in verse 1, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace might increase? May it never be. How shall it be that we who died to sin should live in it still? Or do you not know that all of you have been baptized into Christ Jesus? Have been baptized into his death, and therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become in union with him in his death, certainly we shall be in union with him in his resurrection. The word union or united there is the same word. It's like a horticultural term. It's to be grafted in, to be placed into something and then become one with that. In Romans 11, Paul kind of uses the same analogy, speaking about what's happened to the Jewish people because of their unbelief and how we Gentiles have been grafted into Christ. Let's see, Romans 11, I think it's 16. And if the first piece of dough be holy, the lump is also. And if the root, speaking of Jesus, be holy, then the branches are too. And the root speaks of the root system and the vine of a grape. And then, so if the root and the vine be holy, the branches are too. But if some of the branches, this is speaking of Israel, were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, Gentiles, were grafted in, there's that word union, among them, and became partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree, Jesus. Do not be arrogant towards the branches. In other words, don't be cocky in your attitude towards the Jews. But if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root. It's the root that supports you. In other words, you have nothing to boast in, because your holiness, your whole Christian life, you're supported by him. You're not supporting him. You're not supporting Jesus. Jesus is supporting you. You will say then, branches were broken off, speaking of the Jews, that I might be grafted in. Quite right. They were broken off for their unbelief, and you stand only by your faith. We've talked about this before from John 15, but it's so easy to think of ourselves in terms of being the branch and the vine analogy and root, as though like we're a vine or a branch and we're attached to this vine. But the reality is that once we've been grafted in, once a limb's been grafted in to a root and to the trunk of something, the vine, it's now become one. And everything that's in the root and in the vine now flows into the branch. They're one. So it's not like there's two separate things that are attached to each other. They've now become one, union. Therefore, actually, you're simply part of the vine that's called branch through which the vine bears fruit. And so obviously, whatever the vine has or the root has also belongs to the branch. That's why it says, if the vine or the root be holy, the branches are too. If the first lump of dough is holy, whatever you put in there, it becomes part of that. It just becomes one with it. And so the point being is that in Christianity, it's Christ who supports you. It's not the other way around. It's not about your ability or you trying to be strong for him or you're trying to do this thing in your own ability and you're out of your own sincerity, trying to hold up. I don't know about you, but it's so easy to slip into that. Just trying to hold up and hang in. And when we use that term a lot, people ask me lately, how you been doing? Oh, we're hanging in. And I know what I mean, but that really is terrible, terrible theology. This is what he doesn't want, is me hanging in, hanging on, because he's actually hanging in and he's hanging on. It's not about me clinging to him, he's clinging to me. And it's the rich root of the olive tree. Jesus is supporting me, I'm not supporting him. He's supporting me by his ability. I'm not supporting him or the Christian faith by my ability and my sincerity. But he said, here's the deal. My part is very simple. He said, why did the Jewish people get cut off? Because of what? They didn't get certain things right? No, because they didn't believe. And he says, and there's only one reason you stand, and that's your faith. That's my part. In John, I think it's 8:29, Jesus said, this is the work of the Father, that you believe. That's our work, is to believe. That's our part. If he's supporting, he's always the one supporting me, not the other way around. In whatever endeavor or thing I'm dealing with, he's the one supporting me, the rich root of the olive tree that I've been grafted into. So all the riches of that root is mine. The root or the vine can't have wisdom and I not have it. We're one. Can't have power and I not have it. Can't have joy and I not have it. Can't have peace and I not have it. Can't have morality, moral purity and I not have it. That we're one. We're grafted in. If the root be holy, so am I. I'm holy because he's holy. The only way I can manifest holiness is because he's supporting me. My one job is to believe. And that just sounds so simple. But of course, faith without action is dead, because it's not like you add actions, but real faith always acts. If you really believe something, you act like you believe it. Haven't you noticed that? If you really believe something's true, if you know that you know, we'll use a football analogy. If you know that you know that Auburn's going to win a football game, somehow you just know that you know. You got a word. You're going to. Then you don't walk around anxious, eating 4,000 bags of popcorn in the next 5 minutes, screaming and hollering out of anxiety, because you already know. So your actions, the peace, the calm, the assurance that comes out of your mouth, that's all proof that you believe something. It's evidence. That's what that means. Faith without action is dead. Real faith acts like it so. But our part, his part is to support. My part is to believe. I can retire now. That's the whole Christian life. So I can. That's the book everybody keeps wanting me to write. Okay, here's the book. Jesus' part is the first chapter, to support us at all times. Second chapter, our part is to believe at all times. That's the end of the book. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.